Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
We thank you, Lord God, that this is a day that you have declared to be a holy day, a day that you have set apart to worship you in spirit as well as in truth. So now, Lord, we invite you in. We invite you into this holy place, a place, Heavenly Father, that you saw from the very foundation of the world. And we pray now, Lord God, that the words that we speak will be pleasing in your holy and great sight. We thank you for those who assemble themselves here as we conjugate and share a word for such a time as this. For you know, Heavenly Father, the method of our heart. You know the methodology of all the things that will transpire. And so now, Lord, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you anointed me to say and do what you anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy to be praised. It's in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray, and all of God's children said, amen. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brother in ministry, Minister Reverend Weston, and to you, the Antioch family, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, as well as those that are watching by internet, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There is a familiar passage of scripture that is taken from the Gospel of John, the 14th chapter, and I'm going to pick up at the 5th verse. I told Sister Matthew the 6th, but we're going to pick up on 5 and 6. The Gospel of John 14, verses 5 and 6, and we have found it, say amen. If you need more time, say wait a minute. The Gospel of John 14, verses 5 and 6. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Thank you. You may be seated. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I want to use our topic this morning. How do you know you are saved? How do you know you are saved? That question should resonate with all of us because we are literally asking, are you saved this morning? For our salvation is defined as the preservation or deliverance from harm, from ruin, or from loss. But from a biblical perspective, salvation is the deliverance from sin and sin consequences. There are consequences that are associated with sin. God has sanctioned, declared, and decreed all things. And whenever there's an opposition against him, an opposition against his word, opposition against his moral laws, then we find sin abiding. And there are consequences to our actions when we war against God. So what is sin? Sin is that transgression against the law of God. We have shared repeatedly, over and over repeatedly, that there are 613 laws in a biblical scripture. And those 613 laws spell out every single thing that God has sanctioned, declared, and decreed for each and every one of us to live by. But if the truth be known, we don't live by those laws. We don't live by those 613. We don't even know them all. And as a result of that, the Lord says, my laws are my word, and my laws are a moral standard for how each and every one of us, from the pulpit to the pews, are to live. Not only are we to live, but to relate to one another from a spiritual perspective. So often we relate to one another from a physical perspective, but God said, I need you to relate to one another from a spiritual perspective. And when we relate to one another from a spiritual perspective, it involves the love that God has imparted, embraced, and given to each and every one of us. Do you love your neighbor? For Jesus said, you fulfill the laws. Many of us this morning grew up in the church. We're here today because we have traditionally been shared and showed how to enter into God's tabernacle. So we are here this morning because we grew up in the church. Mama and Papa, well, maybe not Papa, but Mama brought us to church, and we grew up in the church learning some things. And I said that kind of facetiously because Mama did bring us up in the church. Papa did go sometime, but Mama is the one that did the nurturing and the training. Father, on the other hand, was the one who was there to support and give us the guidance and the direction. And so when the family unit is combined together, the husband and the wife, both coming together, should be bringing, and I repeat, should be bringing the family to church. We've lost something today because we don't see family units anymore. Because Mama is here, Dad's there, children are wherever they want to be. They got earplugs in their ear. They got cell phones in their hand. They don't even know the scripture anymore. There's something that we have significantly lost as a body of believers because there's a generation that's simply lost because we as a generation, and I've got to say the baby boomers, we've missed it somewhere. Because in trying to develop our children and to be better adults, to give our children better education, to give them better life, and to provide more for them, we lost because we stopped bringing them to church. And now we see the fruits of where we forgot to do what Mama and Papa commanded that we do. My brothers and sisters, many of us grew up here in the church. And we believe that we have some knowledge of what salvation is. But not everyone grew up in the church thinks that way. There are many individuals who have a distorted view of what salvation really is. Some think salvation involves church membership. They are in church every Sunday, but they don't know if they are saved. They have no scripture reference to confirm what they truly believe. We are told to study God's word, to know God's word, to impart God's word, to reveal God's word to those who are lost. It is a commandment. Go and make disciples. It is not an option. It's an affirmative affirmation of what we say we believe and what we say and how we live. Others think that salvation is living right. But all of us at some point in our life have messed up and done something wrong, so we know we're not all living right. Still others think it's trying to keep the Ten Commandments, but how many times have we failed in trying to keep God's laws? I have, and many of you have as well. How do you know you are saved? And then finally, some think it depends on doing more good things than bad things. and hoping that we will die, that when we die, rather, the scale tilt to the good side, and God will let us enter into heaven, doesn't have anything to do with it. Some think, and they don't even think about anything. They believe that this life is all there is. And they believe you better eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. And that's a sad commentary, my brothers and sisters, because they have wasted their life serving the world. There are many who don't even come to church, who really don't have a relationship with the Lord. And they live a life without God in their life. Antioch. Our world is full of hundreds and thousands of different religions. And these religions have their own ideas of what salvation is all about and how a person can gain salvation. Even in Christianity, there are different ideas and views about salvation. And this can cause confusion, division, and doubt in a person's heart. Because some denominations think differently than other denominations. But if Christ is not the center of any denomination, then there's something missing in that denomination. My brothers and sisters, when Jesus stepped into the picture, that's when the truth of salvation comes clearly into focus. In that 14th chapter of John, Jesus confronts his disciples concerning him going away. This whole chapter centered in the promise that Christ is the one who gives the believer comfort, not only in his future return, but also in the present. And with this ministry, we see the power of the Holy Spirit indwelling, transforming, and changing the way we act with one another. My brothers and sisters, there is comfort in knowing also that we have salvation in the person of Jesus Christ. Neither is there salvation in any other. The ministry of Jesus is critical in the life of every believer. Critical because without Jesus, there will be no salvation. And without salvation, we would be under the powers of the laws of God. So the definitive question we propose this morning is, are you saved? Are you really saved? John 14, 6, we are told, Jesus answered them when he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If we place the I am before each word, we see he, Jesus, is the way. And Jesus is the way out. And Jesus is the way in. You missed it. First, Jesus is the way out. True salvation is accepted by faith. The fact that Jesus is the only way out of the mess we've gotten ourselves into, out of the sin that traps us, the first Adam got us into this mess, got us into sin, but the last Adam got us out of it. When sin entered this world, it was God who had an answer to the sin question. God established, affirmed, decreed, God established a pathway for mankind called redemption. And redemption is the act of being saved from sin or evil. There was an exchange.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.